Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Muscle and Hustle podcast. We're both live in the same country for once in a blue moon. I put the camera on for you, Mickey, so you can see my lovely face. Hopefully it doesn't glitch out. So look, we just wanted to thank everyone first and foremost for all the support, all the love. There's been serious amount of messages lately. I think the following has built quite drastically over the last year or two, and it's almost turned into like a cult, because it's the same people every week, same time. It's like ritual. You're prepared for it at that same time. So it's big love because I'm getting a lot of good messages, and I think there's been a lot of support. I think we could start off with a Q&A, but I think me, I don't know, Mickey, we're gonna talk about it now, we'll talk about it later. There's a
I
couple of
just
things.
maybe let's just jump in and we have big news. Well, big news. Tony, do you wanna?
Yeah. Math.
All right, so we're glitching with you, Tony. We're glitching with you, but there. So I have big news. We're not going to say that the Muscle and the Hustle podcast is coming to an end, but we are gonna. We're taking a break for a while. We've been talking about. Well, we haven't actually been talking about that long, but life's getting pretty hectic, and as Tony's touching, closing in on the big mill followers, and I'm the Jane's going well. Life's going well. And yeah, it's hard to explain. Like, there's no drama if anybody's thinking.
The best way I can explain it is we're trying to see the future of it, where it goes, and we're trying to predict how we level it up, because if there's no progression, it's a little bit frustrating. Whereas I feel like year one was good, year two was year three and four have been really on fire, and any in-person podcast we've done have went really well, but it's getting very frustrating because we both want more of them. But even when we're both home, trying to get an organized time for both us and a guest is it's so difficult, because the trade-off is, for example, you sacrificing a gig or me sacrificing recording for reels, and it's trying to get that overlap. So we're struggling for to get guests on, and that's how we're gonna make more of an impact, I feel, and it's gonna spread it more. So what we've done is we figured out, like, it's not that it's too late to grow or anything like that. It could still go, but we're almost better being like, we would almost be better doing a couple of in-person episodes and making them bangers than the way it is ran the last maybe 3 months. Just for us both, it's quite like, this is Sunday, 7 p.m. We have to watch the quality of life.
Monday.
Or Monday, oh, fuck, it's Monday.
Like,
Jesus
so
Christ.
even we're late with this podcast because the whole weekend I've been flat out. Tony family time is right. You need to schedule that in. And even though Tony's in Newry, he may as well still be in Mexico because it doesn't make a difference what we do. It just we're that busy that we're like it's 7:30 at night now. And we probably would be rather doing other stuff or chilling or family time or catching up with friends. But like it's just we were talking off air. Actually, we were talking off air for the last half an hour to kind of try to work out in our own heads what we wanted to do. And as we said, we would love to bring the podcast to the next level, but we're probably joking with ourselves that we have all the time to do it because we don't have that much extra time. Tony's businesses are growing, everything's growing. My career's growing. I'm touring a lot more. I'm doing a lot more bigger gigs. I'm producing a lot more music. And it got to the point where, yeah, we can make a deal and say, yeah, we're going to grow it. But really, do we have the time to grow it? Do we have the
The
time to
bang for
like
the
the
buck.
exactly? And we would be hypocrites if we because we're telling people to work smarter, not harder. And then we're at the minute working fucking very hard to get these hours out. And even though we don't edit anything, we don't do anything, but we have to make sacrifices. Like we have to like we j it's a lot tougher than you think to get two people that are busy
That's
on the
4 years,
same.
like.
It's 4 years. It's actually 217. And actually, because it was just actually we were looking at some stats earlier, and it's like 218 episodes. You may as well say that's 218 hours plus.
It is.
And then that's not counting the 8 minute hustles. That's not counting the bonus episodes that we did.
If you listen to it, so what have you got, about 10? You've got about 10 full days of, if you ever get bored, you can go back through 10 full days. You'll never get through it. I don't think I've ever listened to
And
that. No, but
it's mad too when we think about like we did no plan to keep this is pretty much a lockdown project that grew legs and got a bit out of control, and then it kept going and kept going. And the sacrifices that we both made to do them, like some of the ones we did in person were class. I'm thinking like Notorious Pizza, the one there with Paul Hughes. You're just looking at like Paul Hughes became a world champion after the podcast, before and after. And then you have boys like Conor Miller became an All-Ireland champion. And you had Caroline on a few times, whose growth in her industry, and Sean Casey, fucking hell, he's probably the biggest name in fucking social media at the moment. Look, so when you look back overall, it's been a wild ride. But if we're being honest, we probably are too busy to make it grow, and we could just plod along like two lads chatting shit and having fun and giving out bits and nuggets of advice. And I know that's what some people love, but when you're me and Tony, we want to do more.
I think it, for me, for it to make more of an impact, it needs to be able to have the legs. That's the main issue.
Yeah.
And I think we both know that. So it's like, don't get me wrong, the listenership is like double or tripled every year, and it's grown drastically the last year. But to the rate in which it could grow, you're just like, I know the potential it has, but for it to grow, you'd have to sacrifice something else. And when you look at, like, for example, say Mickey done a solo, or he done it with somebody else, that you could do it in person, or I'll not be able to do one with another person for fucking, I don't know how long, but it would be a case of, if I was to even do solo ones, you could, for example, batch record them once a month, 4 hours back to back, or 4 30-minute blocks, and that's it done, not around anybody else, cutting the reels, repurposed as newsletters. And then it's also, you're condensing the intensity of doing. So then you're looking at, right, well, that can be video format. A reel can go viral. It can impact more lives. You're repurposing it. It's hitting it. Like the amount of lines and guests we've had on the podcast and lines you've said, Mickey, or I've said, and I'm like, I would love to get this out on my Instagram. And then, like, what am I going to do? Cut a clip of where it's black screen. It's not going to work. And it doesn't have the same effect again. So for me, it's all about what is going to make the biggest change in a person's life. It's not about the follow. It's not about, and when I look at it, I feel like it's actually, there's a better way to do it. And it's just frustrating because I feel like it's the right connection and it's the right podcast, but it's like,
it needs to be
done in high quality for it to progress, especially the way the podcasts are now moving. Like, It needs that progression rate. It needs that. And that's the next step. That's why I was saying to you, like, me and Mickey were talking off air for about half an hour, being like, if there is a next step, we can take it. But the next step is in person with guests more often, stable base. And for the next 12 months, it's very difficult for me or Mickey to commit to, like, right, we'll do 8 when we're home and we'll front load. Because, like, even if I was to say, right, let's do it the weekend, you're like, well, I'm gigging at night. And then you want to do it during the weekend. I'm like, well, I'm filming during the day.
Yeah.
So then you're trying to fit in a guest round that all back to back. And it's not like a problem, but I think a lot of people will be in shock to this. But I think a lot of people will also understand, whenever they understand, like, the business mindset of both of us, it's like, how do you make more of an impact? How do you keep growing something? And then it's also like, do you just keep fucking rinsing it? And if you can't grow something, it will slowly fall away. And that's not what we want. We're not tick the box people.
Yeah, we're in that at a high. Like every week, like I was making a couple of notes coming into the podcast. We actually charted, went into the charts 84 times.
That's fucking mad.
In 11 different countries. And I didn't even know half the countries. I had to actually fucking pay for an app, because it would only tell me the last one. So we charted in Canada, in Ireland, in Great Britain, Australia, Sri Lanka, the Philippines, New Zealand, UAE, Spain, Netherlands, and Qatar.
Fuck, that's manic, isn't it?
And then there must be people's just moved to the Philippines, because we've been in the Philippine charts now for the last 5 weeks, which is absolutely mental. And that was the thing when we started. Like, we never planned on this to become big or become a cult following or become anything. We literally did it to try to kind of take people's minds away from lockdown, from the pandemic, and that what it was, and give one like snippet of like either humor or advice or one takeaway. We always said if there was one takeaway for every podcast, we've done our jobs. And I think we've probably went beyond. We give a lot of people. I know, like, we do. We keep saying it. We have a cult following, and like, I'm very thankful. Like, there's not a week goes by where someone doesn't come up to me and mentions the podcast or whatever. Literally yesterday, a fella came up to me during the Liverpool, just before the Liverpool match yesterday. But I think we're probably at a crossroads now where if we were in more stable lifestyles, this podcast could go on. But also, we will never be in more stable lifestyles because that's not who we are and that's not what we're about. No, Tony's traveling is everything. My career will never be stable. And I think,
mine will be stable for about a year, I'd say, at least, because I've got, for example, whenever we outline where the future goes, the first thing I was thinking there is, well, I'm probably going to be in Australia for 10 weeks at the end of the year. So you're already talking next year, and I'm like, fuck, I don't like that thought process, as you said.
Yeah,
never, ever.
The other thing we're not saying it's over for good. We're probably saying to be continued. Bit like Top Gun. You might have to wait 20 years for the sequel, but when it fucking comes, you be ready, because it'll fucking come. You know, it'd be like Bad Boys. You had to wait a while for Bad Boys 2, did you? Maybe not even that long.
I'm laughing because this is the last podcast, and if it is, you've no camera on, I'm going to throw it up on YouTube, so I don't have the memory. I've got a black gray screen. This is so us.
Your internet may be better now. I turned that off just in case it was...
We'll see. If it glitches, it glitches. At least I'll get a bit of fucking emphasis. There we go. Look
at that. But yeah, it's not... It isn't completely goodbye. But one thing we did say off screen, we're not going to continue... Like, we're probably going to do things on our own. And Tony's probably going to... Tony's got too much information not to do shit on his own. He needs to get out of his fucking head somehow. So Tony's probably going to do things while he's traveling to keep him occupied. I'm probably going to do things, but we won't be doing things under the Muscle Hustle podcast name, because that is our name. And it was a silly name at the start. We didn't even know if we liked the name at the start, but we grew to love the name because it's fucking...
Yeah, I didn't like the name of the... I thought it was a bit out there.
It's one thing I think that people took from the podcast. Like, it's one thing. It's a catchy name. People love it. You know,
name was banger, like, in the long run.
In the long run, it was banger.
I didn't have much muscle when we started, and there was very little hustle between us.
And I think it ends up the actual name, actually, we became the names because we do nothing but hustle now, to hustle to get the podcast done, hustling around the world, multiple revenue streams, multiple businesses, hands in a load of different pots, you know, and then the muscle. The
funniest thing is there's no fitness, like, throughout the 4 years, there has to be, like,
but some of the bigger, but the weird ones when we do fitness ones, I was looking at some of our biggest episodes. Like, some of the biggest episodes are the fitness ones.
That's funny, because they're probably what people were trying to fucking find, and we were never doing them. But it's funny, because, like, my entire Instagram is obviously built off, like, fitness. And it's like, what are you listening to the podcast? And it's like completely, like, I think we could probably count the amount of times you've said deficit in the 4 years. Do you know what I mean? But it's just a completely different beast then, Joe.
But then that's a good thing too, because sometimes when you go online, you're being hit with that much, that much information about fitness and about health and fucking eat this, and you got Freddie or fucking Eddie Adult saying eat 55 eggs.
I find the most interesting podcast when they take somebody and he doesn't talk about what he is, like Jimmy Carr on Chris Wells, where he talks about his life and depression, and I'm getting it from somebody who's comedy, whereas like somebody that is like, I'm tuning in for a podcast and I want it to be on to improve my content, and then the person dives down this rabbit hole on mindset, and then the questions are really good, they're about the person, and then you actually get not what you wanted but what you needed. And I love that about a podcast or a book, whenever you always notice that it just makes a massive difference.
Like Kevin Hart on podcasts.
Yeah,
doesn't be a comedian. Exactly. He bangs on about business and about family and about this, and he fucking, like, it's unbelievable. Look, if you tune into Kevin Hart on Joe Rogan, you do get a few laughs, but you're expecting this boy to be cracking one-liners, and you come out with going, "Fuck, I need to work harder," you know?
Yeah, see, but Kevin Hart's not dive into him too much, but like different breed. But I think it's very, very interesting when you get like that dynamic, because it's just like it's not what you expected, but it's what you needed, and it's like, whenever you read a book and you always find the meaning in the book, it's like when people are listening to our podcast, like people will be listening to this through like hard times. Like, do you know what I mean? There'll be people that have listened through when I went through a really bad breakup. So like that will help people learn then. And I will still relate a lot of people back to certain episodes. Like I still do, like I'll still link clients certain episodes of time periods and be like,
yeah,
give that a listen. Cause I'm like, and even just how much it's helped me grow as an individual is very interesting. Cause as you said, there's a lot of shit that goes on my head. Like it technically is like, it's like having a conversation with your best friend with no phone for an hour per week. And you just go through everything. So you get smart wealth, you learn off each other. You also like you pick out, you vent. You also go through like pretty much like a therapy session to an extent. That's really
well. That's what it was pretty much when I was coming on the podcast. I was like, it is pretty much a therapy session for us as well. Like we talked openly about Tony talked openly about his breakup. I talked about mine. I talked about the grief one about losing my mum. People have grown with us. Like if you think about it, 4 years ago, like the amount, like we have listeners that have got married, we have listeners that got engaged. Shout out Notorious Pizzas, they just got engaged. The other guy got married, you know, and it, like we've had listeners that have moved to different countries, have started new business, have finished uni, they've started uni. You know, the 4 years we have grown and changed. The listeners have grown and changed. And yeah, it has been, it's been one of them sort of journeys where it's what they say, like the best journeys are the most unexpected ones. And the one thing, like we've always been through, like we've never come on here with an agenda. We've never come on here to try to sell people onto Patreon. No, we've never come on here with anything else other than try to give someone something. Of any sort, like even there, as Tony said, like last week, the week before, maybe I was speaking to a guy and I actually told him about the podcast, the grief podcast. I was like, go listen to that. And he sent me a mail on Facebook a couple of hours after. And he's like, fuck, I listened to it on the way home in the car. Like, I can't believe that I spoke so openly and he was going through something similar. But that's what we set out to do. And we set out to be true. Like, I'm sure, like, or significant others at that period of time probably wasn't really happy that we were talking about breakups, but we done it in a way where there was nothing personal. We talked about from our point of view, from our like how we were feeling, how we were doing, and we managed never to get cancelled, which is fucking brilliant.
Like that's the one thing I'll always highlight during whenever I talked about it. I left it about 3 months after my breakup before I started talking about it, and then because I felt it was too fresh. And then the one thing I'll always highlight is like, there's no part where you or me discussed what they done, what the other person done. It was just on what way you should be reflecting on, or what you should be doing. Because as we always highlight, the most important thing is it's not the way. It's like if you have an argument with a friend and you fall out, how you know if you were actually a good person in the relationship or the friendship or the actual is what way you treat a person when they can no longer serve you.
Yeah.
Because that actually shows true morals and values. And it's like whenever somebody badmouths, and it's different if your ex cheats on you, or it's different if your friend fucking steals money from you or something stupid. But in terms of it just distance, or there's issues, or it's mutual, that way that you frame that's so, so key. And for me, I would probably wouldn't even figure out a lot of my shit without talking through it with you on here. And
yeah,
I feel like grief podcast you done talking through like your mom. There's gonna be so many people that heard that. Like I remember my mom and auntie cried during that podcast when they listened to that. It's mad to see that emotion evoked, but it's one of the things where that will give you a lot of comfort, but it also gives a lot of people listening a real like there'll be things that you say, like the way I quote Chris Will's podcast or certain things, people will quote certain small like things that they remember, or there'll be a moment of crisis, or there'll be a moment where something goes off and they'll remember something they learned or something they heard. And that's all that really matters. Like I remember the lad in the gym that came up to me. That's probably the biggest impact moment I had from it.
Yeah.
Remember I told you about the lad in the gym that came up to me and said, hey, look, I only started listening because my friend shared it with me. I honestly just wanted to thank you. And he gave me a hug and he was like, cause I don't think I'd be here without it. So, and that was during them like heavy hitter episodes. Me and you were doing just after I had fucking hit a wall. And for me, like even that, like 4 years, and probably the fact he was talking about taking his own life and he didn't, that makes every hour worthwhile. You know, it's really, really nice in that sense.
Yeah, there was a moment that there's a couple of moments stand out to me, like, and that was one of the ones when you shared that. And then we got a couple of nice messages from people over the years. And then there was one guy was probably around the 12th of July last year, actually. It was probably coming up the year. And Downing's in Donegal, I was DJing. And he came up to me and he was wearing our Armagers and he shook my hand, goes, "Well, lad," he goes, "love the podcast." And I was like, "Oh, cheers, man." And he goes, "I keep it up." He goes, "Lad, you honestly don't know how much that's helping people." And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, cheers, man. Glad it's helping." He goes, "No, no, no." He goes, and he grabbed me like by the hand and squeezed it. And he goes, "You honestly do not know how much that actually helps people." And he goes, "And I'm talking about me and my friends." He goes, "We've been through a lot. We lost a friend." And he goes, he goes, "You'll never know how much that helped us." And I was like, "Fuck." And like, you don't really, you're in a nightclub, you're getting ready to perform, and you're just like, right. And I couldn't like speak to him that much more, but he was like, "No, lad," he goes, just let you know, like, even though you're from Tyrone, we fucking appreciate it. And then we had a laugh and then he went on. But it was just, it really hit home that night. And there, even when people like boys that I would know in the town in Oma and Belfast, like it was a Bruce Springsteen the other night, and we were at the end of the first to go afterwards, and a fella came up and he'd be pretty well known in Belfast in the music industry. And he goes, "Oh, how's the podcast going?" I said, "Good." I was like, "Do you ever listen to it?" He goes, "Oh, lad, I'll never miss it." Like, he goes, "Every week." And I was like, "Seriously?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, 100%. And I was like, and then there was another guy with him. And he was like, "Oh, yeah, fuck." I goes, "We listen to it all the time." And I was like, "Oh, I'd never known that." And he goes, "Oh, man." He goes, "Oh," he goes, "it's fucking class." He goes, "Really enjoyed." But I like that kind of moment where you're like, you don't realize the people you know are listening. Because as we always say, fuck, like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, there could be nobody listening and you'll never know. No, you like, because you're, yeah, you, end of the day, you're just speaking in the microphone. I'm speaking to Tony face, like, through your camera here. But like, if your podcast gets no reach, nobody's listening. So you're literally talking to yourselves. But thankfully, we've never had that problem. And it, as it says, it's always growing. And it's always been a pleasure. Like, that's the one thing. Like, it's always been, it's never been, it's been hard, but it was never been a chore, because at the end of the day, there was always the greater good, and the greater good was actually helping someone. Or helping anyone, you know, be it anybody. There was never like, "Oh, fuck, I couldn't be arsed with this shit anymore." And it's still to this point, it's not. Like, the point where it's actually harder for us probably to kind of walk away for the time being from it, because we still feel like we want to push on, we need to push on. But if we're to be, if we're to follow our own advice and do walk on our own shoes that we've been telling you for 4 years, we don't have the time to push it on. We don't have the time to work smarter. We'll end up just working harder and going in.
Just going to stay the same.
Like, that's what,
it
just
needs to be progression. It has progressed mentally, and we've spoken better, and it's just that.
Yeah. It's probably helped us. It's probably helped Tony for his reels. It's helped me for talking in front of the camera. There is loads like personal growth, and it's probably made us more self-aware that people do listen to us as well. Like, and then
better speaker.
There was I flicked up our podcaster app thing earlier on today, and it was just like looking at all the different countries. Like, I just put down or wrote down a few countries in my notes that people listen to us, and this just blows my mind first of all that they can understand us,
because there has to be Irish people in them countries
though. So China, Iraq, Botswana, Guatemala, Ethiopia, Bermuda, Somalia, and Iran, and that was only this week.
Surely it has to be though, like.
But I know it could be. I know some of them are going to be peacekeepers in the Irish Army. China has to be an English teacher.
It has to be people just working out there, mate. Like, it's like
an army and stuff. But like,
I listen to podcasts on the plane all the time, so you could get a hit whenever I'm in Mexico and be like, "What the fuck's going on here?"
But
you looked at, if I was listening to our podcast and everywhere I've been, you'd be like the States, Mexico. There's fucking some there whenever you're out.
But like, I just think it's mad to say if they're like, somebody's in Somalia doing aid work with me and you in their ears.
No, but then, you know, it's one of them things where like, I tune into the same podcast people all the time, because they become like yours.
Oh yeah.
They become very loyal. Like, the ones I listen to in particular, like, I always refer back to my daily life. I learn a lot from there. A lot of my downtime. So like, a lot of people will feel the pinch of this. We'll try and fill the void through like doing other podcasts and obviously more long form content. I'm probably going to start trying to do more YouTubes now as well.
Yeah.
But like we'll do our best to still provide the value because I know it matters a lot to people, and we're gonna you've no idea. I can sense it. I think we're gonna get a ton of backlash. And I was like, well, all the times we ask for people to rate, review, comment, and fuck me, you get about fucking 3 ratings a week and about 6,000 people listening. You're like, what the fuck's people going on here?
But they're funny enough, every time I'm late, there's a boy from, every time this podcast is late, there's a guy from Derry who texts me and goes, I know you're from Throne and you're lazy. Get that podcast up, lads. Some of us have work to do. So I know, like, we are part of people's mornings. We're part of people's routines. People are waiting on it, but
well, he's gonna be waiting.
You're gonna be waiting a right while for the one after this one. But the thing is,
we need to take a week off though.
Fucking sure we'll be. I'm just thinking to myself, I've 218 times I've had to upload a podcast on that fucking website and think of a stupid name.
That how long does it take to upload? Tony
doesn't even know what the fucking website looks like to upload it.
No, though it's Podcaster. It was Anchor, wasn't it?
It's changed now. It was Anchor, and then Spotify bought it to Podcaster, and it literally changed the next last week again. So it's just Spotify now.
So you uploaded it?
No, well, Anchor became Podcaster, and now Podcaster is just Spotify. So you still have the Podcaster app, but it's just Spotify now.
It uploads the thing as well.
They distribute it out.
Does anybody ever use Apple anymore? Like?
Yeah, that's where. Well, all them 84 times we charted is all Apple.
Yeah, I suppose. But then I wonder, like,
Spotify doesn't share data that much. They're like Netflix. They don't like sharing all the data because then you might look for money.
That's fucking annoying.
Yeah, well, Spotify was created by the guy who created BitTorrent, who used to get your games off and your videos. So
what the fuck?
But no, it's like, yeah, as we said, it's not over for Muscle and Hustle. It's probably to be continued. When? Who knows? Where or what? Day by day, we'll see. Tony's going to continue doing his thing. He's still going to be giving out all the info, all the value, but it's probably going to be on video form. So, you know, you're already on his YouTube already. And his socials. I'm probably going to do, I'll be doing something, but I have a few different options, but also things are hectic at the minute with gigs wise, music wise. I have a song out next week. I can't even fucking remember.
You'll be glad to take a break. Yeah.
I'll be glad to take a break, but also I fucking know rightly this time next week, I'll be missing it. Like, fuck, you know, you'll be like, fuck, I need to do this. You know, it's like when you get it, it's part of our, even though the routine's hectic, it's something that you're like, right, I have to fit this in. It's like we'll send each other a text on a Monday or Tuesday and go, right, when can you not do this or when can you do this? And we'll give each other like windows.
Yeah.
And as we get closer to them windows get very small. And you're like, I can't do Friday anymore. I have to jump on. Tony's scaling his business so much. Look, he's hiring staff every day. So he's like, can't do Friday anymore. I'm on like 20 fucking
Zoom calls. No, I fucking stopped me. Like, it was like today when you goes, what time can we do? And I was like, mate, I'm gym from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. I'm filming from 8 to 11. And then there's staff calls to 4. And like hiring people and fucking a couple of her, like, I obviously mentorship calls and that too, but it's just like, what the fuck? And it's like, normal people, like, even aren't that, like, fair enough, it's a Monday, but it's like, where, like, then if you've worked a Saturday night and like that's usually where I'm free, it's like, well, fuck me, you want a Saturday night too as well. So it's just, mate, fucking metal, but it's, we'll see how things go. I reckon I'll do a podcast or a YouTube where I'm just talking to the camera to give the value still, because I think a lot of people will fucking hound me for it otherwise. So I reckon it'll just be like higher quality, and then you'll see a lot of it repurposed on the Instagram because it'll just be easier in newsletters.
I think we'll be taking a small break, and then we'll be doing our own things, and then hopefully somewhere down the line we'll end up wherever we are, we'll end up doing a catch up or a reunion podcast or something. But we can't put a date on it or a time or when and where. It'll happen when it happens, and as always with us, it'll just be an organic thing.
All right,
but So we don't really have much else there, kind of touch on
We're
today.
off from there.
So that's yeah. So guys, once again, just thanks for everything. It's been an emotional roller coaster. We've had some fun over
Man,
the
it's been
years. And
four years.
if you've been someone who's listened to day one, thank you so much. If you've sent us a message or you've rated and reviewed or you've just pretty much shared it with anybody, done anything, well, it's very, we can't tell you enough how it's appreciated. You know, it's been a crazy run. We probably didn't think it would ever get this far. And we'd just like to, and thank all the guests that have came on, and especially the guests at the start who took a chance of coming on a podcast that probably had no, you know, we had no following back then. We had no nothing. So, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, thank you so much. It's meant the world. Fuck, that is absolutely nuts. It's been 4 years.
4 years.
200. It's pretty much 4 years. 4 years and a month on the button. A month or two on the button.
218 episodes plus 8 hustles and plus a couple of bonus episodes.
That's manic. Right, well, we'll see in the next one.
You don't have to rate and review, guys.
No, fuck that. I still want the rate and review.
Rate and review. Share with your friends. You know what? And if someone in your life is going through something or whatever, send them back to a podcast we talked about something. Don't be afraid of that. And also, still don't be afraid to reach out. If you need advice or you want anything, like, the socials are still going to always be there. The Muscle Loss page is going nowhere. Reach out. Give us a shout. And yeah, like, if you want to share it into your stories or whatever for the final time, work away. And I'd say we'll catch you again soon at some stage.
All right. Big love. It's not the end. Just see you later.
See you later. To be continued. Good luck.